Hi, David Prescott, the chair of the Courses Level Working Party, has asked me to add a little bit of information to the Educational Designers Professional Development Program in relationship to the CSU degree initiative. I've had a bit of a think about what were the important things that I might record for you to think about because of your roles as critical change agents, I think, particularly during the next 2 years as a CSU degree initiative unfolds. And I think perhaps the important things that I need to say is that the CSU degree initiative is not about business as usual with a slight change. It is about a new way of thinking about what the CSU degree might be. Even saying that, the notion of there being a CSU degree in itself is a transformative change. In the past, we've had varieties of degrees rather than a CSU degree. And I think it's important that we understand that when I say a CSU degree, I don't mean one degree or one size fits all. I mean all undergraduate degrees being characterised by certain design principles so that when a student graduates, they're able to articulate what they think being at CSU meant and what it led them in common to think about. Okay, so that said, this means that CSU is introducing design-led curriculum, placing emphasis on design. And not only that, placing emphasis on particular design elements, and these design elements reflecting the CSU teaching research nexus. Now, as educators, we might think about the teaching research nexus as being about perhaps the scholarship of teaching in different disciplines. However, in terms of the CSU degree initiative, the teaching research nexus is actually about connecting the research strengths at CSU with particular design elements common to all undergraduate degrees. The terms of reference is being developed, and these will come out soon. And I think you'll see what I mean when you read the terms of reference in greater detail. But not only is there design-led curriculum and particular design elements that lead that curriculum, in addition, there is another change process underway. And I think educational designers are going to be asked about this change, and I think it's important we talk about it, and that is the shift from talking about graduate attributes to talking about design-based or design-led curriculum. I think that the CSU degree initiative will reposition graduate attributes in a new way. Some people talk about this as expanding the idea of what graduate attributes might mean, and others talk about it them being entirely repositioned in the process of design. This is something I think we need to continue to talk about because you will have academics say, but what about graduate attributes? As you can hear from the various things that I've just said, and I'm the first to say that there are numerous assumptions built into everything I just said, lots of definitions, lots of things that need to be unpacked and unravelled and explored. But as you can see, these are the kinds of things that we'll be talking about during the CSU degree initiative. We will be trying the processes as we go through the pilots, the course pilots, during 2010. But it is very clear that at the start of 2012, 100% of undergraduate courses at CSU, as they go through their review process from 2012 on, will in fact be going through and using the tools and concepts and practices that we develop through the next 2 years as part of the CSU degree initiative. I see educational designers have, without any doubt at all, a key role to play in this process. There will be people who are unclear about how they go through the process of course review in a different way. For example, there is no doubt that course review after 2012 will require all courses to use course mapping and to have a course plan. There will be the idea of gradual alignment with the design principles. Just the notion of alignment itself can be confronting to some people, the idea of gradually aligning over time, perhaps more so. In addition, I think it's really important we develop tools that validate what people have already achieved in terms of aligning to the CSU degree initiative principles, because some of them have been around for a while, for example, sustainability. So that we're not saying to degrees you have to start from scratch, or in the old Freirean idea, you're an empty bank. Rather, that we can say, okay, some of the tools that we can use will allow you to identify how well you're aligned so far and what you might do next. In addition, there's always a complex matter that I know educational designers deal with all the time, and that is there are discipline pedagogies. And how we are respectful with those discipline pedagogies, work with them, and develop them further as in learning and teaching remains a critical role that you will play, I think, in the work that you're already doing and the work as it unfolds. So working through the process of how do we do this in this degree at courses level is the really important question that we'll be asking through the next couple of years, and I think over the next 5 to 7 years. The degree initiative really is a course level strategy. How it unfolds at subject level is something that's going to be of considerable importance to course coordinators and course teams, because there will be a need to have course teams to achieve this strategy. So there are many questions to be asked about how it happens on the ground. What I think is important about the CSU degree initiative is that it is aspirational on the one hand, and on the other hand, it does enhance the ability of course coordinators and those working with them to make sound decisions on the ground that are very much valuing where they're coming from, what their degree is attempting to achieve, what professional knowledge and disciplinary knowledges are expressed through the degree and so forth. I look forward to working with you throughout the next couple of years, and I certainly really value any feedback that you can give me, either privately or in the blog or in any other manner when we catch up, because I don't believe that this CSU degree initiative is something about a small group of people. It is very much about a networked strategy, about encouraging people on the ground to find solutions that work, and about me working out how to enable that decision-making through the various strategies and tools of the degree initiative.